8:50 on Connect FM and your morning connection for a Friday, which we are wrapping up here in the next 10 minutes, but not until we present a very special guest. He's not special and new to Connect FM, but it's unusual for us to get him twice in 2 weeks. That is State Representative Mike Garmenini. Welcome, sir.
Good morning, Dan. Great to be here.
And there must be something special that has happened or that's going on in order for you to be here. This is not a regular Around PA 75th like we do each month, but this is a special update on the state budget because, of course, that's been our lead topic on Around PA 75th over the last several months. But finally, Commonwealth of Pennsylvania has a new state budget. So I'm going to turn it over to you so you can give us an update on that. Of course, with any compromise budget, there's going to be some good, some bad, and some ugly. So tell us all about it.
Well, you know, of course, thankfully we did get the budget passed and no one has to worry about programs and so forth being, you know, shut down and so forth. That is one thing, though, that I think we need to address, you know, in the legislature is when we get into a situation like this, putting at risk the most vulnerable is not right.
Yeah, it's going to be a way to fund those programs.
Exactly. And no one who's elected to Harrisburg should allow something like that. So I'm, you know, going to look into what I can possibly start as far as a bill legislation to not let that happen. We'll see where that goes, but that's just not right. But, you know, with the budget and so forth, of course, it's still a high spend. You know, it's still...
we've hit the $50 billion mark.
Right. It's still a budget that we're not... on paper, bringing in enough revenue in. But, you know, some of the good points were is from the last indications and reports, we're almost close to $1 billion over in revenues, what was estimated. So that's a good thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, the main thing behind this budget that I think is the biggest win goal for Pennsylvania is that we are getting out of Reggie. You have heard me talk about the regional greenhouse gas initiative since I first got elected in 2020. It is done. It has been the tumbling block, the hugest stop on Pennsylvania growing economically. With that, you know, gone, that is going to, of course, open up the energy sector of Pennsylvania, and which we're one of the nation's leaders in that. So it's a shame that we did not take advantage of that and that we went so far down the rabbit hole with renewables.
Yeah.
Not knocking renewables, but... do you understand, you know, this is what people have to understand. One clean natural gas electric energy facility, you would need over 17,000 acres of land to put solar.
Wow.
It's not feasible.
Not feasible. Right.
But, you know, the one good thing of Reggie is, of course, we've been hearing everybody complain. Electricity is out of sight. Now, with this, you know, Reggie moving away from that, we should, you know, help Pennsylvanians, you know, hopefully lower electric prices by 30%. This isn't going to happen overnight. No, but with now the movement of now that we can, you know, further look at bringing in new natural gas and expanding, it's going to help. So
nice.
I think that was the main thing, you know, behind the governor. It's like, hey, you know, your utilities are going out of sight under your administration. You need to do something. So it was good that, you know, this was a that was a Democratic, you know, standhold for forever. And I believe we were able to get every, when we voted for that, I think there was only one on the other side who did not vote for the budget that included, you know, with the Reggie. So that is good that is happening. And, you know, and of course, some other things that were highlighted with the budget was, you know, we're finally going to be start reforming the permit process and so forth and everything that it takes a business or an industry to, you know, get up and running or, you know, do an expansion and so forth. We've lost so much industry over the last 10 years in the population, I think Pennsylvania is down almost 500,000 people. That's a lot of people.
It is.
And, you know, so we have to, okay, everything that we've been doing and moving forward with, it's curtailing our growth. Well, we're bringing some of that back. So that is good that that's going to be taken in place.
Good.
And, you know, of course, we are still able to fund public education, and that is good. You know, we were able to then also increase funding to EITC programs, which of course helps that parent who wants their money to follow their child to whatever school they want to go to. But the thing that we have to really start looking at Pennsylvania, we are throwing a lot of money. It's estimated about $23,000 it costs per student in Pennsylvania to educate. And we're still finding out that at seventh grade, they're not at the correct levels for reading and mathematics. So, because we're finding a lot of school districts, they have reserves. You shouldn't be getting increases if you have reserves.
Exactly.
So even though we've done this because, you know, the most vulnerable schools, and we've done a good job with getting the funding to the schools, I think we really have to start looking into education because, you know, we're putting in money. We need to see a better product start coming out. So that's going to be interesting how that's going to go because, you know, we can't continue that way. So, you know, with that, that was a highlight. Of course, more taxpayer dollars are going to be coming back to Pennsylvanians with some of the programs and everything with the reductions that will have. So, you know, that's going to really help with seniors and so forth. You know, the annual income has been increased, so more people will be able to take advantage of the benefits and so forth. So a lot of good, but we've got still a lot of work because this has to, say, go at fast speed to get it enacted, to bring in the revenue that is going to compensate for the extra spend that we did put through. But, you know, all in all, I think this is good for Pennsylvania. It took a lot of wins from both sides. You know, there was about the three or four main components of the budget that came from the House minority Republicans. So that was good. You know, hats off to our leader, Jesse Topper. He did a fantastic job with being part of the negotiations. With in all honesty, they didn't have to give him a seat, but he enabled that to do that, and he brought a lot of good policy correction to the table. So I'm happy how everything went. So we'll see. We have a budget in place in Pennsylvania. We have the federal government is up and running. You know, we're going to see where energy brings us, and hopefully we're going to be able to start helping out so many Pennsylvanians that desperately need assistance and just a little bit of a break.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate that thorough update on the budget. And with any budget process, of course, it's impossible to come up with something perfect that's going to make everybody happy. But here's something I hope doesn't discourage you too much, Representative Armineni, and that is in about 4 or 5 months, you'll be sitting down and discussing the next budget.
Yeah, it'll be here before you know it. February will definitely come way too fast.
That's a little scary, isn't it?
It is.
State Representative Mike Armineni, we really do appreciate you taking time out of what's been a very busy week for you to bring us up to speed on the Pennsylvania state budget. And we thank you for your work for us in Harrisburg.
Well, I truly appreciate that. Thank you. And everyone listening, have a great weekend. And hope you're enjoying getting ready for the holidays coming up. Thank you.